Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Monday edition of Q&A. I'm DJ Foe with a couple of really interesting guests from the entertainment world and then some today. We're going to open up with a chat with Nanette Hoffer. She is taking on the gargantuan task of directing Mary Poppins the Musical. Talk about a high bar to clear. That is going to be at Yavapai College Performing Arts Center, right on the heels of the monster movie that opened just a couple of months ago here in the Prescott area. And also we'll talk with our buddy Brad Newman, who of course plays a lot of singing gigs around town, but really makes his mark as the executive director at Yavapai Exceptional Industries. Always an interesting chat with Brad. That's coming your way today too. Hey, you know, tomorrow, of course, being Tuesday, it means Tuesday Night Classics at the Harkins 14. No different tomorrow. It will be Fast Times at Ridgemont High. So, hey, bud. Let's party. You know, there's a funny scene, a lot of funny scenes in that movie, but one that really strikes home is a scene where Judge Reinhold, who takes a job at a fast food place where he has to dress in this silly pirate costume, and he's driving home and he stops at a red light, and he's still dressed in his work uniform, and this really pretty blonde lady pulls up in a convertible and makes fun of him wearing the outfit. It's pretty humiliating. Well, the irony is that the lady who's making fun of him is Nancy Wilson, who is half of the rock group Heart. Now, you may ask yourself, what the heck is Nancy Wilson doing in the movie? Well, just so happens that her husband was Cameron Crowe, who was the director of Fast Times at Ridgemont High. So, a little trivia there about a pretty good movie that is showing tomorrow at the Harkins 14. It's only $5, and at 7 o'clock on the big screen. We've got baseball on our airwaves this evening, starting at 6:30 with the pregame show from Petco Park, as the D-backs will face Manny Machado and the Padres with the first pitch at 7:10. If you've ever been to Petco Park, in the gas lamp, or right next to the gas lamp in San Diego, they have a really nice entrance plaza out near left field. And there's a commemorative brick. They sold a whole bunch of commemorative bricks, which raised money for the final construction of the ballpark. And you paid a little price to have your message or your name etched into the brick. Well, the people at PETA, P-E-T-A, the People for Ethical Treatment of Animals, they paid for a commemorative brick out there. Now, keep in mind the ballpark, the Petco pet store chain paid for the naming rights. Doesn't it seem odd that PETA, which is always at odds with pet stores, they paid for a commemorative brick? And it is etched with this slogan. Now, listen closely to this. The slogan on the brick reads, "Break open your cold ones, toast the Padres, enjoy this champion organization." Now, any real baseball fan knows the Padres have never been a champion organization. That's the first clue. The second one is, you look at those words, break open your cold ones, toast the Padres, enjoy this champion organization, and you realize who it's from, PETA. And those words create an acronym, which spell out Boycott Petco. Yep. And that brick, I believe, is still in the plaza. If it isn't anymore, it was there for several years. And no, that is not an April Fool's joke. That is a true story. It was there for years. Just another joke, so to speak, on the Padres, who have been a joke in the National League since coming in 1969. They are the losingest franchise in the league since 1969, and I guess they kind of deserve a brick like that out in their left field plaza. Well, we're going to talk to Nanette Hoffer about Mary Poppins the Musical coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 95 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
Are you one of the many homeowners losing hundreds of cooling dollars every year with leaky ductwork? The problem is, you never know until you have the guys and gals at Gettles High Desert Mechanical test your home for duct leakage. Often a simple duct seal job with AeroSeal will seal the deal. Leaky ductwork means lost money when it comes to high utility bills. Don't settle. Get Gettles and test your home for duct leakage. Go online to GettlesHDM.com. That's G-O-E-T-T-L. The guys and gals at Gettles get it.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
D-backs opening weekend starts this Friday versus the Boston Red Sox. Get tickets for Friday, Saturday, or Sunday's game versus the Red Sox online at dbacks.com. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos. Catch a ride from Tucson to Chase Field on the D-backs Express. The D-backs Express is a luxury bus that travels from the Foothills Mall to select D-backs games this season. Book your spot today at dbacks.com/express. Presented by Gila River Casinos.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 209 with Nanette Hofer. She is directing Mary Poppins the Musical. Nanette, there's nothing quite like directing an American, and in this case, of course, British icon. You're taking on quite a task here, especially because the Mary Poppins Returns movie just came out of theaters. What on earth would possess you to do this?
Well, that's a good question. Actually, the movie, we got the rights to do Mary Poppins the Musical before the movie came out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we have to take those, you know, we have to get the rights way ahead. So it's a great family musical. Mm-hmm. It's we've got really good students and community members that that have the talent to do this show, and it's time to do this show for us.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are some of the challenges involved for you as a director when you're staging not only a musical but one that's got this kind of pedigree and you have this massive stage at the Performing Arts Center?
Well, I have to tell you, it's a big challenge. It is. I think the thing a director has to remember is that you have to stay true to the script, true to the writing. So I have a wonderful production team. I've got great choreographers. You know, it's not just one person who does this. This is just tons of people helping, and you really have to find the truth in all of that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to find the truth in the story, or the show doesn't really work.
Mm-hmm. Now, last year at the PAC, you had Beauty and the Beast. Now you've got Mary Poppins the Musical. Is there some kind of Disney clause you guys have going there?
No, we don't have a Disney clause. That was interesting too, because the movie came out at the same time as
uh-huh.
well.
Yeah,
so
did.
You know, it's two for two right here, DJ. But, you know, you have to kind of look at what I have to look at what we can do, what our talent is.
Yeah.
And there's also a learning curve. So part of it is it's tough because you want to be able to teach and, you know, direct the kids in a way that can enhance their education, but also have fun. So, you know, Disney is a lot of fun. It's, mm-hmm. it's just, and it's right up in the front of people's minds and hearts, and they watch the movies with their kids.
Sure.
So, you know, next year's a little bit different. We're going to take a little bit different road, and I think we're ready for it, and I think the community's ready for it. But yeah, we've done two big Disneys in a row, so. I can let those go for a little bit and look forward.
Now, one of the great things about that is, of course, because of that title, it comes pre-sold. That brings people in right there.
Yes.
I would imagine one of the challenges, though, is that their expectations are based upon a movie theater screen, which may have taken 4 months or 5 months and a $150 million budget to put together, whereas you've got 2 hours live to put this image in front of them. That's got to be a big challenge.
It is a big challenge. It's, you know.
You don't have retakes, do you?
We don't have retakes, but that's the beauty of theater.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I love about theater. You can go for this take after that take, and of course in the movie that was made in 1964, you know, it was animation.
Sure.
So, you can't fight with that. You can't, it's two different monkeys kind of you're dealing with. And yes, it made it popular and iconic, and of course Julie Andrews and Dick Van Dyke and all that. I mean, but the truth of the matter is that the story still holds.
Sure.
And the music that has Supercalifragilistic and, mm-hmm. you know, Step in Time, all those Jolly Holiday, all those iconic songs are just, they're just wonderful,
mm-hmm.
and people know
and they're
them,
timeless.
And they're timeless,
yeah.
and people will sing them. I expect that on some show, the audience members will sing along just because they're in our hearts and our heads for
sure.
so long.
Yeah.
So I try to prepare my cast to say, you never know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they might be singing along with you, even though that generation, my students' generation, didn't really grow up with that musical.
Yeah.
Their parents did.
Now, your musical is based upon the original 1964, correct?
Yes.
Now, did you see the recent movie that came out?
I did.
Wasn't it wonderful?
You know, I went there. I'll tell you, DJ, I went there expecting not to like it.
Me too.
Because I hate sequels for the most part.
How dare they take that on?
Yes, and change it, but I loved it.
It blew me away.
It did me too, and I was very surprised.
It was so respectful of the original,
yes.
but it had its own modern take on things. And you know, what really got me was they had their own original songs and their own original numbers, but the background music was based
yeah.
upon the original.
Yeah.
And I thought Emily Blunt and Lin-Manuel Miranda were just incredible.
Yeah,
I loved it.
I was so pleasantly surprised.
Oh,
and
here.
I promised myself I'd only see it once,
mm-hmm.
you know, before I started directing, so it didn't affect me so much. But they did just wonderful stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked it.
Yeah.
So I know the people that hate it, but you know what?
With this production, though, you're going to have an awful lot of people. You know, you're going to have probably three generations of the same family coming in to see this.
Right.
And that's going to create a lot of discussion after the show. A lot of memories being traded, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's part of the beauty of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that story centers around this family. And there was another interviewer that asked me a question about, you know, what is that? What do you think is your favorite part, or what do you think you can bring to it? And I said, you know what? The story is still the same. I don't care what era that was. We still have the stresses of mom and dad.
Sure.
In that case, it was dad going to work. But now we have mom and dad stresses, and children are children.
Yeah.
And they need to be cared for. And, you know, for me, I think it's so timely. It is such a timely musical. Our society needs this.
Mm-hmm.
Our kids need this. Our grandmas and grandpas and parents need this. We need to just be able to say, hey, let's stop working like crazy for one half a day, one day, and let's go fly a kite, have a picnic, take our kids to the pool, go fishing, take them tobogganing, whatever it is. And I think that story of taking care of each other as a family is, will never get old.
And you know, if you want to see why the original works, watch the movie Saving Mr. Banks.
Yes, I did. I love
that. Wasn't that wonderful?
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah.
That really was part of the reason why my eyes caught Mary Poppins. When I saw that, I was mesmerized by P.T. Travers and just that whole story.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, this story needs to be told.
It does.
It needs to be told again. So I think it's very timely for us.
And you were talking about, you know, the comedy of it and things like this. And I think, and I've talked to other writers on this show about this, why so many of today's sitcoms just don't strike me as very funny. It's because you can almost hear the clicking in the minds of the writer's room trying to come up with a line that's so loaded with pop culture references. And nobody really talks like that. When you listen to classic comedy, what you're hearing is, even going back to Shakespeare, what you're hearing is the human condition.
Absolutely.
And that never changes.
It never changes.
That's why Andy Griffith's show is still funny.
Yep.
Dick Van Dyke, The Honeymooners, Shakespeare, even the Marx Brothers, stuff like that is still funny because those themes are universal and they still resound today.
Yes, and I think that's the power of writing.
Yeah, good writing.
To me, it's all about the writing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, it's charming, it's gentle.
Mm-hmm.
There are sensitive moments in it. There are difficult moments in the show with the family. But it's, there is such an elegance in the way it's written. And it's so charming and simple. And I think that we're ready for that.
Yeah.
You know, we're ready to hear that kind of a story and hear those songs.
You know, last year I went to see the movie Deadpool 2, and there were a couple times I laughed out loud because the superhero is in on the joke, and a couple times he looks at the camera and says, oh, now that's just lazy writing. And believe me, we would get that. We are talking to Nanette Hoffer. She is directing Mary Poppins, the musical at YCPAC. More coming up with Nanette in just a couple of minutes on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live at KQNA.com.
My legs don't feel heavy anymore.
The swelling is gone.
I'm not tired. I have so much more energy.
You can eliminate unhealthy varicose veins and their cause at Northern Arizona Vein Center. If varicose veins are limiting your lifestyle, many insurance companies, including Medicare, may cover new minimally invasive treatments. Hello, I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 20 years of vascular surgical experience. Call 445-VEIN or log on to nazveincenter.com to schedule an appointment.
Chalk it up, Prescott. It's time to get down on the ground and release your inner artist at West Yavapai Guidance Clinic's Foundation's 11th Annual Chalk It Up, April 13th and 14th in downtown Prescott. Free and fun for all ages. It's a family fun weekend in the National Bank of Arizona lot on the corner of Sheldon and Montezuma. There'll be live music, art, and of course, plenty of chalk. Learn how you can make a difference for the 11th Annual Chalk It Up Prescott at PrescottChalkArt.com.
Spring is in the air. Time to shake out the rugs, open those windows. So much fun. At Made to Order, we love spring and spring cleaning. I'm April from Made to Order. Let us come in and take care of your high and low dusting, from your ceiling fans down to your baseboards and everything in between, so you can really enjoy spring. Schedule your free evaluation today by calling 899-8518 or visit us online at PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Moyers Heating and Cooling, Owls Auto Body, the Prescott Brewing Company, Wallach and Volk, Yavapai Block, Prescott True Value, Country Bank, Home Furnishings Direct, Cable One, Amco, Heritage Memory Mortuary, Barrett Propane, Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos, and Grand Canyon Financial. Diamondbacks visit the San Diego Padres Monday night at 7:10 on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Oh, you
know you love your baby, so treat her right. Get your car gleaming inside and out with a Prescott Pro Wash Detail. Here are the mobile detail specialists who will come to your home or business with options to fit your schedule and budget. From an express wash to a full detail and everything in between, they even have a ceramic coating that is weather resistant and will protect your baby like nothing else. And one application can last up to 3 years. That's 3 years you don't have to wax your car. So give Eric a call and drive around in style at 848-3799 or online at PrescottProWash.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live with Nanette Hofer. She is directing not Nanette, but Mary Poppins, the musical at Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. Tell us when and what times those shows are.
Okay. Friday night, Saturday night, and at 7 o'clock, and Sunday we have two shows. We have a 2 o'clock show and a 7 o'clock show.
Two shows Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday.
There you go.
Sorry.
Saturday at 2 and at 7?
Yes.
And then Sunday will be at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
So you've got three shows within 25 hours.
Yeah.
Wow. So now you've been an actress before, right?
Yes.
In theater. Which is more fun for you, directing or acting?
Ooh, that's a good question. It depends on the part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get to a certain place in your career, and it's really about who you work with and the part. I love that, but I got to the point in my career where I was looking through, you know, the cinematographer's camera, and I was sitting beside, especially in musical theater, I was, you know, sitting back by the production assistant going, you know what, there's more to this show than just my part, and I just liked looking at the whole piece, and that's when, and I took a directing class when I was in Seattle, and I thought, wow, I think it's time for me to see a bigger picture and to see how that all works together, and
the
I love
picture.
That.
You know, I told you off during the break, I took a screenwriting course under Sid Field, and he explained, you know, why we make 8 or 10 copies of every script, because you need room for the lighting director and the cinematographer and everybody else to make their little notes in there, because as any director knows, the blocking and everything, you've got to make sure everybody hits their marks, because you're going to have a light there, you're going to have a camera angle to worry about, and you've got other actors. And one thing that I learned when I was living in St. Louis, which has the Municipal Opera in Forest Park, it's the world's largest outdoor opera, world's largest outdoor stage, in fact. Can you imagine, you know how important timing is in theater, your entrances, your exits. Can you imagine staging a play on the world's largest outdoor stage?
Yeah.
And you've got, you talk about timing?
Yes.
That's something you have to keep in mind, isn't it?
Yeah, and it just takes, you're having to deal with so many technicians. I mean, anytime I put a show together, you know, you're dealing with the mic person, you're dealing with the sound, the lights, you're dealing with the musicians, you're dealing with so many, many things being thrown at you, the set, the paint, the costumes, and then the dressers and quick changes. It is a lot. You really have to keep it together.
So let me ask you this. You know, Yavapai College is turning into quite a training ground for musical theater artists. You got talented kids. You got a big, great facility. Your track record with large-scale family musicals is really good. How is that happening? Who is getting involved to make that so?
Well, about 4 years ago, I was asked to come in and help build the musical theater department with my boss, Dr. Ralston. And so
Dr. Craig Ralston, hello.
Right. And he, you know, part of that was just to build this program, because really Prescott is just full of artists and it has a ton of talent. And so the first thing was putting together the curriculum. And, you know, so I've been doing that and kind of recreating it. So little by little, you get classes, and we knew we had to do musicals, and they're the favorite amongst, I mean, it's where our entertainment is going. Broadway is huge, and musicals are great, and there are so many programs that are popping up in the country that, educational programs that are training the kids, the college kids, for musical theater. That's just what's happening. Mm-hmm. So, it's happened, It's a big curve. We've worked really, really, really hard, and it's coming along. You know, we just every year we take a look at the curriculum. We've added costume classes now. Our next step is to add the tech classes. So kind of guiding that curriculum along with production, you know, like doing it and mm-hmm. having the kids understand that you have to learn the tech yeah. as much as you have to learn being a performer, you know, all that stuff is very carefully crafted so we can take our students and say, okay, this is what you need to know when you go out of Prescott,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then we have fabulous performers in Prescott that are seasoned performers that we can draw from. And I've got, you know, in my show, I have some really strong anchors. And they really learn from those seasoned performers also.
Yep.
And so it's a lot of time, it's a lot of energy, we get tired, yes, and we have professional lighting designers and choreographers, but that's part of the training ground.
You know, soldiers talk about the foxhole mentality. You need the same thing in the stage, don't you?
Yes, yeah. Very much so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so tell me what it's like when you've completed your theatrical run and everything is now perfect, and now the final curtain comes down.
Everybody goes, oh, let's sleep. You know, it's a mixture. It's a mixed bag.
Yeah.
Some people are like, oh, my gosh, I'm so glad now I can sleep and get back to normal. But most of the time, it's really hard to let go of those characters.
Yeah.
Especially if...
And the camaraderie.
And the camaraderie between
yeah.
the cast.
Sure.
And, you know, you work for months and to put the show up, and then all of a sudden, closing night comes or closing performance, and then you have to tear down the set, put away the costumes, you know...
Back take to your grim makeup, reality.
Back to reality.
So, once again, Mary Poppins the Musical is playing at the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center Friday. That's coming up this Friday very rapidly at 7 p.m., Saturday at 2 and 7, and Sunday at 3 o'clock, correct?
Correct.
You can get your tickets by calling 776-2000 or going online at ycpac.com to see Mary Poppins the Musical, directed by none other than Nanette Hoffer. Thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Break a leg and have a great time on stage.
Thanks so much.
It'll be a great show. Looking forward to it. Stay tuned because we've got a check of local and state news and weather. And our buddy Brad Newman is just around the corner with his guitar. That's coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Hi, James Roush here at Bualka Bulk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Bualka Bulk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Bualka Bulk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally B's is up the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Served with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally B's Cafe.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on Cattle Country 94.3 and 103.1 FM in Prescott, KDDL. Arizona Coyotes Hockey is brought to you this season by Parshala Wood, Brown Bag Burger, Prescott Valley Heating and Kool-Aid, and Goldstein, Sherrick Insurance, and Cowboy Country Antiques.
He'll shoot! He scores!
Arizona Coyotes host the Los Angeles Kings live Tuesday night at 7 on Cattle Country 94.3 and 103.1 FM in Prescott, KDDL.
This is Joe Howard, superintendent of the Prescott Unified School District. I am very proud that PUSD is one of the highest performing districts in the state of Arizona, offering students competitive and well-rounded educational opportunities. Our classrooms are friendly and welcoming, basing off of research programs like Kids at Hope and Capturing Kids' Hearts that focus on creating an environment where students know not only that they are deeply cared about, but also how to treat each other with respect. We are award-winning. We are governed by a school board who won the highest honor for all school boards in Arizona. We are one of only 44 districts to hold a district-wide accreditation through the international organization called Advance Ed. Our teachers are highly qualified and have won countless honors in Yavapai County, the state of Arizona, and beyond. Most importantly, our motto is Every Child, Every Day. We are proud to offer countless academic opportunities as well as fine arts, athletics, technological, and leadership opportunities that allow for our students to find and define their success. Those successes are translated into college and career as a contributor to society. See for yourself at PrescottSchools.com.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday the 1st. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. Today is April Fool's Day, but tomorrow is Arizona Gives Day.
This is an opportunity for people to donate to their favorite nonprofit organizations. Even small organizations are able to accept online donations, whether or not they have merchant account services with their own bank. Married couples can make contributions of up to $800 and receive a dollar-for-dollar tax credit. If that donation is made before April 15th, you can deduct it from your 2018 taxes now. Arizona Gives representatives are recommending you check with an accounting expert in the organization to ensure the donation qualifies. Participating Yavapai County nonprofit organizations include the Black Canyon Historical Society, the Central Arizona Land Trust, the Heritage Park Zoological Society, and the Yavapai Humane Society. For more information on the Arizona Gives program, visit azgives.gov. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
A beautiful, mostly sunny and breezy week with highs today and all week in the mid to upper 60s. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, very windy tomorrow afternoon and evening, cooling overnight to the low 40s, with highs reaching the low 70s by Sunday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, up to the mostly sunny mid to upper 70s all week, very windy Tuesday, cooling after bedtime to near 45, a sunny Sunday high in the low 80s. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA, your original hands-free mobile media. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com. And stay tuned. Q&A will continue after this.
Get connected to your medical records with a WireMC Care Connect account. WireMC Care Connect gives you one-stop, secure access to your WireMC medical records on your smartphone, tablet, laptop, or desktop computer, anywhere you have an internet connection. If you've received care from WireMC or one of its many organizations, including WireMC Physician Care, you can establish an account. It's easy and it's free of charge. Quick and easy access to your medical records is important for anyone, including people with chronic conditions, parents of young children, frequent travelers, and folks who find themselves in a medical emergency. Learn more at wiremccareconnect.org. Tell your WireMC healthcare provider that you want to establish an account, or contact WireMC's Health Information Management Department.
The Arizona Cardinals Caravan is coming back to Prescott Wednesday, April 3rd at the Safeway on Willow Creek Road from 4 to 6 p.m. Join Arizona's hometown radio group and the Cardinals to meet Big Red, the Cardinals cheerleaders, and a Cardinals player.
Wow.
Be the MVP and win prizes, including an autographed photo. Make it a touchdown.
Touchdown!
With Arizona's hometown radio group and the Arizona Cardinals.
Incredible.
Wednesday, April 3rd. Find details on Facebook Cardinals Caravan.
Oh, man.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to CenturyPainting.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:35. Always great to have a buddy in the studio. Brad Newman certainly applies. He is here. We have seen his name around town doing all sorts of musical gigs. He has his guitar with him today. We know Brad, of course, as the executive director of his favorite job in the whole world, heading up Yavapai Exceptional Industries. And Brad, tell us, first of all, how much you enjoy running Yavapai Exceptional Industries.
I enjoy running Yavapai Exceptional Industries. But point of clarification, Yavapai Exceptional Industries runs me.
And, but and, that is your family.
And by the
it?
Way, every day is April Fool's Day at YEI.
You know, Johnny Carson used to tell at his old high school in Nebraska, he would always do the, what do you call when you... when they graduate, what do you call the speech they give?
Well, the valedictorian.
Whatever, yeah. He would always say, always make a occupation choice, something you love to do, because if you do that, you'll never have to work a day in your life.
Well, that goes for me. And, yeah. And the people that I work with would testify quickly that Brad does no work. He just drives around and waves pretty much anymore.
But
you know, I
got to
think of the next big thing. That's my job.
There you go.
There's a New Yorker magazine cartoon. It was in my office for years. Mm-hmm. Until they painted it. And it was two guys at a bar, and the one guy in the suit turns to the guy with the hard hat and says, well, my job is basically to stare out the window. And that's what I got to do. I got to stare out the window, see what's coming. It's kind of like running that river. I got to see what's coming. I got to set up the organization to get through it. Mm-hmm. I got to take advantage of the opportunities. I got to steer away from the obstacles, and we get along pretty darn good.
Well, keep in mind too the old story of the lady who gets charged $100 by the plumber when all he did was come in the house for 2 minutes and bang on a pipe to clear out the drain. She goes, $100? I want an itemized bill. He goes, okay. So she gets the itemized bill. It says cost for time and labor, $1. Cost for knowing exactly where to hit that pipe, $99. There you are.
That's great, right? There's a story of the brain surgeon who comes home in the middle of the night, and his wife is hysterical. There's a leak in the basement. The basement's filling with water. Do something, honey. It's 2:30 in the morning, and the basement's a mess. Goes to the phone book. Remember, your listeners may remember a phone book. And they find the 24-hour plumber, and they calls him up, and the plumber on the phone says, hey, man, fine, I'll be right over. It's $500. For the house call, and it's $250 an hour after that. He goes, $500? $250 an hour? I don't get that, and I'm a brain surgeon. Plumber says, I didn't get it either when I was a brain surgeon.
Whoa. Hello.
How you doing?
Yeah. Keep in mind what plumbers used to do in the phone book. They list their name AAA.
Oh, yeah.
To be first in the listing. Yeah.
That's where that came from.
That's
where that Acme Plumbing came from.
Acme,
yes.
Exactly. Good. To be first. Hey, first of all, describe, because musicians are always fussy about their instruments. Tell us about your guitar.
Well, this guitar is really formerly a river guitar, meaning it's not the top of the line. It's not my performance guitar. This is called a Silver Creek. It's a very high quality guitar. I like it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It has that OM orchestra model. It has the big bass end, so I like playing a lot of heavy bass. I like the bass coming through.
Mm-hmm.
What you gonna do today? I think I'll hang out with DJ and shoot the Q&A. So that's a nice one, and there's a lot of great, that internet,
the
internet.
Oh, I've heard of it, yeah.
They think they own you,
mm-hmm.
And the internet is now on computer.
Yeah.
So back in the day, running river trips, you'd get a nice
Grand Canyon,
Grand Canyon river trips. Mm-hmm. You'd get a nice envelope from your guests, maybe a month after a trip, and it's pictures, And now it's all on the internet. So this guitar is actually pictured a lot on the internet, having come down the Colorado River many times. And it hangs in my office at YEI, the Washington Avenue General Headquarters, because in case there's a birthday that needs a little, you know. They say it's your birthday.
Oh, yes.
My birthday, too, yeah. Or whatever else is going on.
Let me ask you, when you were growing up, what kind of music were you hearing in your parents' home?
Well, my parents had what my dad would call, and he was kind of riffing on his dad. He called it the Vic, you know, our Vic.
The Victrola?
The Victrola, but it actually
called
it
hi-fi.
Okay, well, we had a one record player. Now, I think there was maybe four records in the home. There was the best of Jim Reeves. There was the best of Eddie Arnold. There was the soundtrack to South Pacific.
We had that.
And there was a Mario Lanza.
We had that, too.
Wow. But that was it. Until a Sunday evening in February.
Beatles.
And I did listen to the radio. The first record I ever bought was The Lion Sleeps Tonight, The Tokens. The first record I ever owned was The Best of Sam Cooke. It was given to me by the DJ at my sister's 8th grade graduation party. But the buzz was, I could use that in 1964, you got to watch Ed Sullivan on Sunday night. And I don't think I'd ever watched Ed Sullivan on Sunday night, but all eight of us crammed into the parents' bedroom.
One TV.
And you saw the Beatles, and you saw that crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that was a Sunday night.
Yep.
I had a guitar on Thursday. I was in a band on Saturday.
Oh, my goodness.
And
you grew your hair out that
You were in Brophy College Prep for Boys, and there was no growing the hair out. And a month into that, the big meeting at the dining room table. And with eight kids, you can imagine that dining room table. Looks like the boardroom, right?
Sure.
It is now in the lunchroom at YEI's Air Park Industries shop.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was in my parents' home for 55 years. Well, we have the big sit-down. And the rules are put out. My dad says, I'm going to let you do this, but you got to maintain your grades. You got to maintain. I was riding horses. I was riding other people's horses. You got to keep up all your stable chores. You got to keep up with all your horses. You got, of course, the grades and your chores. We all had a chore chart at the house. And you keep it all up.
Yeah.
And this was not only high school kids, but they were public school kids. So that was a big jump for me.
Yeah.
And then I'll never forget my beautiful, brilliant mother at the end of the table. And she said, I'm going to let you do this because this is a fad. This will be over by summer. And today I've got, I think, 8 gigs in the month of April. My dear mother's eldest grandson, who is my son, is a professional musician in the Valley and travels the country and records all over and plays all over. He had, I think, 4 shows this weekend, headlining the Chandler Jazz Festival in a couple weeks and playing the Rhythm Room tomorrow. I mean, and my brother Jimmy is a very successful musician, very popular musician in the Scottsdale area. And it's a fad that will be gone by summer. And it's an amazing thing how many friendships, how many adventures, such as my Grand Canyon river guiding career, all came around because I played the guitar. Get Brad, because he can play the guitar. And and I still get a lot of joy out of playing and playing out and playing with my buddy Michael McDowell and Gray Sonar on congas and Ronnie Andiguileta, Ron the Bomb on percussion, and the Grand Canyon Sand Band, we call it. And it's a lot like stage work, and I really enjoyed your conversation earlier in the show, and I've done my share of stage work, and I compare and contrast ensemble acting with being in the band. And something you said in your conversation, it's the story. It still tells a story. And when I commit to 4 months of production work in Prescott, like the upcoming production of Macbeth, you know, I start with, is this a story worth telling?
Mm-hmm.
This is not about me being on stage. is this a story worth telling? Is this going to lighten the soul? Is this going to bring, as music, as my Uncle Earl would say, does this bring you closer to God? And so anyway, it's a hoot. It's a hoot.
You know what's funny, Brad, is being a city kid, I used to hate country music. I despised it. And then in 87, I got a job at a country music station in Southwest Missouri because I had always wanted to be a sportscaster, and they needed a play-by-play guy, and I was their pick. And I was around the station, you know, 80 hours a week, and the country music playing all the time, and it was like osmosis. It found its way into me. And being over the age of 30, all of a sudden I noticed these lyrics were speaking
talking
to me.
You.
And it's like the old Johnny Cash lyric. It was three chords and the truth.
Three chords and the truth, and you know, John Lennon said, and make it rhyme.
And make it rhyme. Yeah. There you are. Yeah. And that's how it hit me. My gosh, no wonder it's so popular.
Yeah.
Because you know, once you hit about 30, certain lessons in life finally soak in.
You know, there's stuff that is out there. And my new guy is Jason Isbell, and some of your listeners might know Jason Isbell. He won a Grammy for Americana music, which is kind of your country folk thing.
Yeah, sure.
And you go, my gosh, this guy is reading my mail. And
yeah,
you know what I did? And it's funny, I ran into Chuck Roberts, you know, coming into the studio. Mm-hmm. Chuck and I go way back.
Mm-hmm.
When this show was being broadcast from the Family Affair on North Cortez Street, which is long gone, with a little cassette tape recorder kind of thing, and that was the talk of the town, and we had a lot of fun. Well, look how we've progressed. And now I'm going to go see my hero, James Taylor, in Vegas,
how
right?
How cool is that?
Oh, how cool is that? One ticket is like a month's rent. I mean, I said, James, I saw you. You were a folk singer. Yeah. You know, you're coming through town, $4, you know.
Yeah,
and good for him. And he's got kids. So sure. Let's support the band and all that stuff. And it's quite a show he puts on. But it's something.
And he sounds better now than he did in his 20s.
You know, I got to agree. And there, everybody can go to that internet, back to that internet. YouTube, Super Bowl Sunday, he was on the specials, Colbert did a talk show, you know, his late show after the Super Bowl, and he does a couple of tunes, and he just kills it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he's got the best musicians in the world.
Of course, that helps.
And of course, he is in perfect voice, and he's hitting those,
amazing.
You know, whenever I see your smiling face.
Yeah.
And he's just, and his writing, you know, his last record, listen, as long as James Taylor, 72, Jackson Browne, 72, Springsteen, 73, and these guys all made records this year. As long as I got stuff I can steal from these guys, I'm going to be playing for a long time.
There you go.
You know, we're talking about country music station. I was down in Tucson. I left Prescott, like so many, go to the U of A for school and then graduate school before coming back to YEI. Well, in Tucson's, you know, it's a different town, and they said, yeah, you got to join the musicians union. Okay. So I joined the union, and I got one call to go out to a country station, to a country bar, way out in the edge, you know, Ajo Road. And okay, and I take my little Fender Telecaster and my little amp, and I meet these two guys, and okay, ready to go, okay. And they go, you know any polka?
Polka?
Did that for 4 hours. Anyway, almost had me killed. Almost got me killed for $80. Almost got killed. But anyhow, it's been great. So I got a lot going on this month.
You're going to do a song here for us,
okay,
right?
Okay, sure.
What song you want to do?
I want to do one that I brought back from my expedition to the home country, Ireland, last summer. Had a great gig. I played 9 shows in 10 days. No, excuse me. I did 8 shows in 10 days.
Wow.
Within about a 60-kilometer circle of where my grandparents all came from, including Newman's Pub. Newman's Pub in Ballydehob, Ireland. And they've got the Book of Faces going on. And John D'Altry, he puts it out there. Bradley J. Newman, troubadour from Arizona, coming on. And there was 200 Newmans there. And we all have the same nose.
There you go.
It's really kind of great. And I was setting up. I was so nervous and being there. And they said, have you ever been to Europe before? Have you ever been to Ireland? I said, I've been to Rocky Point. That's where I've been, you know. And I said, well, I'll come in about 5:30. What I like to do at home is I do a thing 5:30. We call it happy hour. I try to catch a fella on his way home from work, you know, and he has a couple of pints and maybe a couple of chicken wings, and he hears some music, and he's home by 7 o'clock. It's called happy hour. And John goes, well, that's not the way it works over here. You see, a fellow goes home from work and he has supper with the family and he's going to help mother with the dishes and then it's the children and the homework and then get the kids to bed and then he goes to the pub. So I'm going to need you about 9:30.
Okay.
And wait, what? So, but it was great, and I went to the southernmost point in Ireland and had a pint at the most southerly point of Ireland. You can have a pint of Guinness, and saw this. You might find me at this table with my friend Finn and my friend John. And old Murphy tells us stories of days long gone, long gone. And we might take a glass together. The whiskey makes it all so clear. It fires our dulled imaginations. And I feel so near, so near. I feel so near to the howling of the wind. I feel so near to the crashing of the waves. I feel so near to the flowers in the field. I feel so near. So we build our towering constructions to justify our place in time and justify these great destructions as on we climb, on we climb. The journey's now all but over. Seems the destination's running out. As we gather at the headlands, I hear the children shout, hear them shout. I feel so near to the howling of the wind. I feel so near to the crashing of the waves. I feel so near to the flowers in the field. I feel so near. I feel so near.
Straight from the Emerald Isle, Mr. Brad Newman.
Hey, I sure am going to go. First night I was there, I met Mick Murphy at the farm next to the property I was staying, the wonderful Banan home there, and we shake hands, and he introduces Bradley Newman, and he goes, oh, that's a strong Irish name.
Yeah.
And I had the Bradleys from Skibbereen and the Newmans from Skull, and I met them all, and we had us a ball.
How yes. cool is that?
Oh, it was totally. It was dreamlike.
Hey, where are you playing next?
Well, Thursday afternoon at Mark's Beer Garden off Iron Springs Road. And really cool venue in this beautiful spring weather. Got great fun outside with the beanbag toss. What do you call that now?
Cornhole?
Cornhole.
Yeah.
It used to be called beanbag toss.
Yeah.
Great stage, great acoustics, great chow.
Mm-hmm.
And a great guy, Mark and his whole team, Sean, you know, behind the bar. And that's Thursday, every other Thursdays. Sunday, I'm opening a brand new venue in Prescott. We love it. It's the Back Alley Wine Bar, and it's literally in the alley behind Whiskey Row.
Good name.
And a really cool room. This lovely couple, they have taken this little space. I don't know if it was part of the Chinese tunnels, but they made it this groovy. I mean, you get in there, you think you're on Bleecker Street in New York, you know, all the used brick and the big loading dock door, mm-hmm. solid oak, and, of course, a great selection of varietals, and they're talking about mimosas and all kinds of brunchy kind of stuff. That's Sunday afternoon. Tuesdays, we're bringing back a great Prescott tradition. Taco Tuesday.
There you go.
At Gurley Street Grill, the patio on Gurley Street Grill, where those great cantinas have been held for years and years. We're going to try that again on Tuesday afternoons. This weather's getting so great in these beautiful outdoor venues. On Saturdays here in Prescott Valley, I get to be at Rafter 11, which is a beautiful... Oh, isn't that beautiful?
Hello, Don.
Hi, Don. Hi, Jeff. And every time I'm there, I think I'm in... Santa Cruz or somewhere. I mean, it's just
isn't it wonderful?
Beautiful what they've done with that space. And again, another patio.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting to be in the Saturday evening. They have the space heaters, but the vines and the outside and the sunset, and it's a ball.
I love springtime in the Quad Cities.
Oh, don't we? Don't we? But you know, DJ, we don't say Quad Cities. We say Central Highlands or Central Arizona. Quad City sounds more like a suburb of Minneapolis.
Yeah,
you know, come on.
Brad Newman, thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned. Got some final thoughts and tomorrow's guests on the Talk of the Quad Cities, believe it or not. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5, and Q&A or KQ&A.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
At Norton's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty safes are made right here in the U.S. of A. and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, Liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, if you'd like two free tickets to see Mary Poppins the Musical at Yavapai College Performing Arts Center, be the third caller right now at 445-8289. No, not you, Brad. 445-8289 for the third caller. You get two free tickets. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, then tune in tomorrow at 2 for Diamondbacks baseball coming your way Wednesday at noon. And tomorrow I'll have cast members of the Prescott High School production of the musical Footloose and clay artist Danny Fisher. That's Q&A tomorrow at 2 when I'll see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.